Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Were you at the theater last night, Dean?
I was not at the theater last night, but the production of Beauty and the Beast, you know, every year one network does a live production of a classic musical, and this year it was Beauty and the Beast. It was on ABC last night, and just stunning performances, beautiful production. They did such a nice job. I was really moved by the two stars who played Beauty and the Beast. Grammy winner Her, H-E-R, was Beauty, and award winner Josh Groban was the Beast. This is the signature number, Beauty and the Beast. But listen, toward the end of this, Her is also a really accomplished rock guitarist. And she rocks out a version of Beauty and the Beast that blew the top of my head off. Listen to this.
Just a little change.
Just a little change.
Small to say the least.
Listen to that guitar go.
Yeah, wow. Never heard it like that.
Wow. Yeah, she, you know, descends the stairs with her guitar strapped around her shoulder and just blew the roof off. But she sounded so great singing. Groban, this is a role made for him. It's, you know, so perfect for him. Really, job well done on that last night. I like these live musicals that they do on TV. I wish they would do them at times other than just Christmas time.
And I assume they'll be replaying that one at some point.
I'm guessing you could probably watch it on Disney Plus.
Oh.
Right now. I'm pretty sure that that's probably where they slapped it as quickly as they possibly could.
Trevor Noah has a new job, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's off of The Daily Show, but they just announced yesterday that he's going to be the host of the Grammy Awards when those are given out in February. 65th annual Grammy Awards is going to be Sunday, February 5th, because I know you all can't get enough of award shows.
It's the season. Yeah. The guy who attacked Dave Chappelle was sentenced. What are the details of that case?
Yeah, this is, you may remember this case where this was shortly after the Will Smith Chris Rock slap, and everyone was concerned then about the safety of performers on stage, and people could just so easily climb up on a stage. It wasn't much longer after that that Dave Chappelle was doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl of all places. I compare it to Ravinia. Not really an easy stage to get up on, but this guy did. His name is Isaiah Lee. Pleaded no contest to misdemeanor battery charges and entering a restricted area during a live event. He was found guilty of all charges, and hopefully this will be the last time that we have anything like that happening again.
Hopefully. More now on that tragic story of the Twitch suicide.
Yeah, Twitch, the one-time DJ, musical director of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, one-time executive producer of the show, but an accomplished dancer all on his own, 40 years old, found dead in a motel room with a self-inflicted gunshot wound as the officially the cause of death. That was announced, but also the New York Post is now reporting, well, TMZ and the New York Post is reporting that a suicide note was left in the room. Don't know the contents of the note itself in particular, but sources close to all of this say that it made references to past challenges, difficult past challenges that Stephen Twitch Boss was experiencing. You know, again, like we talked about yesterday, well, you just don't know what darkness somebody is going through, because it sure didn't seem, I mean, it just seemed like he had the world, you know, by the tail.
Right.
And that everything was going great, when really there you know, were some things that apparently were left in the suicide note for his family. So that's the latest on that story.
Such a sad story. Dean, what did you think of Avatar?
Well, I liked it. I was not blown away by it, if I was just going to, you know, put things into one sentence. And I just realized about an hour ago that we've been waiting for the sequel to Avatar even longer than we've been waiting for the Jane Byrne interchange to finally be completed. That was 9 years. This has been 13 years that we've been waiting for the Avatar sequel, but it finally came out, actually opened late last night, is in theaters everywhere starting today. It's going to be a massive, massive hit, even though it's 3 hours and 13 minutes. So it's playing fewer times per day than most movies. It's not going to make one bit of difference. Director James Cameron of Titanic fame brings you back into this world called Pandora, a visually stunning, absolutely gorgeous paradise. It's one of the most beautiful films that you'll ever see, that not only takes you above ground in Pandora, but also under the waters of Pandora. That's where most of this is set. In the original movie, worlds are at battle. In this new one, the Avatar characters are being hunted by humans, forcing them to this new aquatic world where they must learn a whole new way of life. So, you know, the film is about this hunting of the creatures, but it really focuses on family and on love and loyalty and tradition, life lessons, and along the way, all of this, you know, visual beauty that is surrounding you. And really, to me, that's the strength of this movie, the visual beauty of it all. You know, people have said, you know, Avatar was a game changer. The original Avatar was a game changer for the way that it looked and the way that he made the movie and how he did the 3D. All of that very true. I don't think this one is the game changer. It's a very nice movie. It's a very pretty movie. Man, is it a long movie, I'll tell you that. A movie doesn't need to be that long. Anybody could take a look at this movie and said, you know, say we could have shortened that, we could have cut that. Wouldn't have made one bit of difference in the storytelling itself. So I think it's a little bit self-indulgent. It is available in 3D. I don't honestly think it's worth the money to see it in 3D. You know, the 3D is nice. I don't think it's, again, mind-blowing, worth the extra money. What is kind of cool is the final act of this movie, where the battle sort of culminates. It's a beautiful movie. Not mind-blowing, game-changer. Over these past 13 years that we've been waiting for this, film industry has kind of caught up with James Cameron. So I think we've seen things that are just as amazing in the movies since then. It takes its place as a really good film of the year. It's going to be one of the most successful films of the year, no question about it. But I give it a Dean's List B, which is still good. It's that's above average.
And all the movies seem long these days, don't they?
Yeah, it just...
I don't know why, but...
I think it's self-indulgent of the filmmakers. You know, people want to see the movie, get in, get out. We're used to seeing movies at home. Why are you making it more difficult to see movies? And, you know, this is only in theaters. It's only going to be in theaters for quite a long time.
Yeah, you think the theater owners would be pressing, too, for for a variety of reasons, for shorter films. What else is there to do this weekend?
You know, there's nothing but holiday productions going on in theaters. The Goodman's 45th annual production of A Christmas Carol, continuing through New Year's Eve. The North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie is doing a Jane Austen-inspired Christmas at Pemberley through Christmas Eve as well. Chicago Symphony Orchestra's Merry, Merry Chicago going on at the Symphony Center through the 23rd. The Do-It-Yourself Messiah is this weekend at the 17th Church of Christ on East Wacker Drive. That's on Sunday for the first night of Hanukkah, which is Sunday. Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins running through New Year's Eve at the Straw Dog Theater. Mannheim Steamroller is in town this weekend at the Rosemont Theater. They're doing their big Christmas show. The Beach Boys are doing a Christmas show at the Chicago Theater on Sunday. Other music this weekend include the Little River Band at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Country star Brett Eldridge doing a big Christmas show at the Chicago Theater. And Bob, I know you love your alternative rockers. Sister Hazel is rocking out the House of Blues. Nothing says Merry Christmas more than Sister Hazel.
Isn't Insane Clown Posse doing a holiday show here this year?
Sadly, not here in Chicago. I hope they're doing it somewhere. Sister Hazel, the House of Blues through Sunday. These outdoor holiday displays, Brookfield Zoo's Holiday Magic. 2 million lights at Brookfield Zoo. It's really quite spectacular. Through New Year's Eve, Lincoln Park Zoo has just extended its big light show through January the 8th. And out in Aurora, they have their 16th annual Aurora Festival of Lights in Phillips Park there, where you get in your car. It doesn't cost anything. You do have to register your car, but you get in your car and you drive through, you know, like a miles of beautifully lit areas. You know, pretty fun to do this weekend.
And Helen Mirren with Dean on his Sunday morning WGN radio show. We shall be listening.
Up the show a little bit on Sunday.
About time.
About time.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
See you guys.